The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local at Sobey's Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids. You got to get out here and check this out, man. 3450 Remembrance Road Northwest. It's a blue sky day. It's a little chilly out, but I tell you what, we got the tech in the good one fired up in the parking lot. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop, and good morning, Grilling World. This place has a 50-foot meat cooler when you walk in. The 50-foot counter full of meat.
I tell you what, it's unbelievable. It goes from boneless chuck roast all the way to filet and everything in between. They got chicken. They got seafood, fish. I tell you what, one of the things that I really like here is they smoke their own meats. He's got meat sticks and jerky and all kinds of hams and everything. It's chickens. It's just crazy here. You know, the guy is such a consummate griller that he's got his own blend of seasoning that you can buy right here. He's got it packaged up. The first four ingredients are garlic, salt, pepper, onion, and sea salt, but I'm sure there's a lot of other things by the looks of it that are in there. So
kind of it's cool very deal. Tasty. I used it last time I was here. I was grilling outside and just playing around showing Tim the tech. And Tim the tech, I like that. Yeah. Hey, before we get into some beef ribs, quickly, a couple weeks ago, well, several times we've talked about Camp Cuervo and what they're doing for the wounded warriors. The Fort Knox has a WTU, a warrior transition unit, and Camp Cuervo is sponsoring a wheelchair basketball team down there, and they need coaches, and they need some funding. Now, these are the guys that have been out there risking their lives. Many of them lost their lives so that you could have your freedom back here. And these kids are coming back with PTSD and all these terrible post-traumatic stress syndrome, PTSD. You got to help these guys out. Some of them don't have arms, legs. They need some help. So John Vassos, you can get a hold of him on Facebook. You can look up John D, and the last name is V-A-S-O-S, John Vassos, on Facebook, or Camp Cuervo Archery Club. They have an internet site. They need bows. They need cash. They need all kinds of things to help these vets. So we just want to get that shout out there to those people.
Great. That's a fantastic cause. We've worked with them before, and we'll continue to work with them. Bob, let's break down some of these beef ribs, because I tell you what, he's got some beautiful ones here in the meat market. I'm looking at them right here across the table from where we're broadcasting here at Sobey's Meats.
I don't think Tim knows how much trouble he's got with you sitting by the meat counter.
But beef ribs, I was intimidated until I really started learning from you on how to do a variety of different meats. Beef ribs were one that I always thought they came off tough. I couldn't get them done, so they were tender. They always had quite a little bit of flavor, but they were so chewy. So interested in having you break down how to do some beef ribs.
You know, thanks for that credit, but you taught me a bunch too at deer camp, so I guess we're even.
Okay, we're having a bromance here. So let's keep it moving.
You taught me how cool it is when you have like a portable bar you can bring to deer camp. I never had one of those.
Yeah.
Beef ribs, you treat them just like a pork rib. And you want to make sure you pull that membrane off the back and leave them all intact. You don't have to trim anything off them. They're going to be fatty, grizzly. Again, same treatment. Put some mustard on them. If you have a fork or if you have a single blade jacquard, you can punch them up a bunch because they're going to be tougher than pork. You're going to want to go really low and slow. I wouldn't go any more than 200 degrees, and I would go probably 4 hours at 200 on them, and then I'd pull them off, wrap them in foil, and throw them back on for another hour. You may want to put them in an aluminum pan to smoke them the last hour and put just a touch of beef broth in them and really loosen them up, and whatever rub you put on them, I would go with something, you know, preferably a good beef rub with a lot of garlic, and stay away from the paprika and stuff, but some onion powder. Just, you could make your own up even if you wanted to, but they got a bunch of rubs down here. This place is becoming barbecue central. It's so easy to come in and out of here and do that.
Yeah, it's 9:30 in the morning, and there are 50 people in here buying meat, waiting in line. Everybody's smiling. They're cutting and grinding and packaging meat up. People are rolling out of here on a Saturday morning. We got everything from people in business suits to Carhartts and everything in between. It's Saturday, and people are out getting their meat, and they're coming to Sobey's to do it.
I wish we had a webcam because Jop's already starting to stockpile stuff on the table here that he wants to buy before he leaves. He's afraid he won't get what he wants. it's Candyland for the grilling guys, I'll tell you. This place is just loaded, but enough with that. What else do we have that we want to do for Valentine's, Jop? You got some tricks up your sleeve, I know that.
You know I do, and one of the things that I really like is to take advantage of a deal. Sobeys has $6.99. No, but listen, Sobeys has this Alaskan salmon, wild caught, for $6.99 a pound. Get down here and buy a fillet. They're about a pound and a half. Okay, you can either hit the hardware store on the way back if you don't have one, but I get a cedar plank. There's nothing special about them, but you got to soak them in water because what we're going to do is we're going to put that fish skin side down on that plank, and we're going to set the plank right on the fire. Not indirect, but direct, because what I want to do is I want that to not catch on fire, but I want it to smolder, and that's where you're going to get your smoke for your salmon.
That's right. Now, these salmon that we've got here have the skin on them.
Correct.
So I'm going to flip that baby skin side down, take a fillet knife, and I'm going to blow that skin right off there. I'm going to take the fillet and put it right on the cedar. I don't want oil or anything on that side of salmon that's going down on the plank. I'm going to put my seasonings on the top. Don't need oil. You don't need anything. You put some seasonings on them. You might want to throw a little lemon or something on there, but you want that meat right down on the cedar. Soak it for 2 hours, and they have the planks here.
They have the planks here. That's right. They'll sell them. You can get them in a lot of stores, have grilling planks. The cedar's good. It imparts a great smoky flavor. Bob is correct. Take the skin off because it will not stick to the cedar. The fish won't. I've got just a great little glaze that I've made up. And it's easy for you guys to remember. You can write this one on the dust on your dash, man. Because all it is two parts maple syrup, real maple syrup, and one part balsamic vinegar. And that's going to separate when you put it together in a pan, but you want to heat it up and get it to coagulate and come together, rather. Not coagulate, but come together. And then you're going to drizzle that over the top of that salmon as soon as you put it on the grill, and you're going to drizzle it a couple more times on there. But that sweet, tart maple vinegar combination, guys, you'll knock her socks off and maybe some more if you're lucky.
Hey, at the top of the next hour, we've got Mad Dog DeMarco coming on to do a little bit of hoop recoup, and we're going to talk a little bit about our weekend last weekend, but Mad Dog is on 7:30 The Fan in Lansing, and he's a riot. You're going to love that, so make sure you tune in top of the next hour for Mad Dog.
Yeah, coming up in the next segment, too, we've got a gentleman from Hudsonville Winery, and he's going to give us a couple wine tips on what kind of wine to put with our Valentine's Day grilling. And we started out with that cedar planked salmon. I know he's got a great suggestion for that. We're going to be breaking down a little bit of lobster tail a little bit later in the show, guys. One of my very favorite things to do on the grill, especially if you're trying to impress somebody, is a bacon-wrapped fillet. I've got that technique and recipe coming up. There's a couple little tricks to that one because the fillet is the most expensive cut of meat we're going to find in the meat case, and you absolutely don't want to mess that one up. So you might want to listen close when we get to that because Bob's got some great tips on that. And if you've ever ruined one, it kind of breaks your heart.
Join the club.
Right. Yeah, exactly, because we've all done it. But we're going to try to help you so you don't do that.
Yeah,
so.
It's pretty cool. We've got Steve Geikema standing by here from Hudsonville Winery. He's got some bottles of wine here. We're gonna do a little personal tasting over here in the Grilling Guys Corner. I'm excited about that because wine from Hudsonville, that just sounds great. It's so close.
Yeah, it is. It's a West Michigan winery. We don't have a lot of those, but I tell you what, just like the breweries, they're popping up now, and you can count on the Grilling Guys to hook up with them because one of the things we absolutely love to do is grill with one hand.
Yeah, and he's got a big announcement too. He's got a surprise coming at you real quick.
That's fantastic. So once again, we're out at Sobeys Meats, 3450 Remembrance Road, Northwest, on the northwest side of Grand Rapids. They've got some fantastic sales on beef, pork, chicken, seafood, you name it, they got it out here. In the next segment, we are going to be joined by Steve Geikema from the Hudsonville Winery. And we're also going to talk about using tenderizer on your steaks because some cuts of meat, you just have to put a little tenderizer on them to make them just that much better. We're going to talk about that technique as well. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.